You can't build peace on empty stomachs.
Let's bring one and one together. I watch the world from your point of view.
Welcome to the IAAS podcast, where we gather to explore innovative solutions to global challenges in agriculture and beyond. Today, we have a particular focus on the IAAS Delta project, and I'm delighted to introduce Abdullah. Abdullah is one of contributors in IAAS Delta project. Join us as we navigate the complexities of Delta management and explore how the IAAS Delta project is empowering communities and driving positive change on a global scale. Without further ado, let's welcome Abdullah to share his expertise and experiences with us. Hello, Abdullah.
Hello, and thank you for having me for the podcast today.
Okay, my pleasure, Abdullah. Maybe before we move further, could you like to introduce yourself first and maybe a little bit of explanation about the IAAS Delta project?
Sure. Before I introduce myself, I would give you a question. Do you know which country have the largest network of river?
I don't know. Okay. Where is it?
It is in the country I'm currently living, and there is almost 700 rivers as an extensive network. So it is one of the largest delta. So I'm Abdullah Al-Maruf, originally from Bangladesh. I live in one of the heart of one of the largest delta, which is Ganges Brahmaputra Meghna Delta. And for the past 5 years, I have been deeply involved with IAAS in different initiatives in various capacities. But very recently, I joined IAAS Delta project, which was before we called it IAAS Delta Initiative. And about my background, most recently, I completed my internship with FAO at World Food Forum. And now I'm focusing on my master's, which is on genetics and plant breeding. But apart from that, I have a passion for changing the livelihood in deltas. And actually, it's a interesting journey how I get involved with IAAS Delta projects. And this starts with a very beautiful friendship with David, who is another member of IAAS Delta project. So we had the opportunity to work together in Bangladesh during an internship with Wageningen Environmental Research, and it gives us a lot of scope to explore different projects that is ongoing on Bangladesh and witnessing the first-hand challenge within the Delta community faces, but also incredible solutions and innovations these people are developing. And this sparked a passion for both of us, and that shared experience what fuels our collaboration now at IAAS Delta projects. And we are working with a dedicated team to make a real difference in the deltas.
Okay, perfect. Very perfect explanation. Thank you so much, Abdullah. And maybe we can next to the next question. And can you provide an overview of the IAAS Delta project and its main objective in fostering sustainable management of Delta worldwide?
Sure. The IAAS Delta project, it was originally begun as IAAS Delta Initiative, and to have more formal and institutional structure within the organization, International Association of Students in Agriculture and Related Science, we converted it to a project within a global project of IAAS. And this allows us to solidify our efforts and have more significant impact around the globe. We officially launched, I think, in 2023 during International Conference of Youth in Agriculture, which was organized in Wageningen campus in Netherlands. So the main goal of ES Delta project is to improve the lives of people living in deltas around the world. And what we believe that better water management is a key to achieving these goals. So deltas is really an incredible place where land and water meets and creates fertile agricultural land. And it also have a very diversified ecosystem, a strategic harbor. As someone who grew up in a very coastal town, I have also seen the threats what Delta brings out. For example, there is floods, drought, sea level rising, and climate change is impacting different aspects of people living in the deltas. But working on improving water management strategies can really help these communities to become more resilient and sustainable, to have a very sustainable future. And one of the things that makes our ES Delta project truly special is our team. We have a very fantastic international group with members from Bangladesh, Indonesia, Netherlands, Nicaragua, Montenegro, and not only just from geographical diversity we have, but we also have a diverse expertise ranging from agriculture, climate change, to sustainable development and global politics. So this diverse teams allows us to approach challenges from different angles and come up with the innovative solutions, and which have been reflected in our activities these years. But I will say what truly sets us apart is our focus and focus on empowerment and collaboration. We firmly believe that most effective solutions are often comes from very communities that are facing challenges. And that's why we also support local initiatives and empower young leaders within those communities. At the same time, we are also fostering global knowledge exchange through peer-to-peer learning by connecting young people from different deltas around the world. And we can share best practices, inspire each other as we start from a very student-oriented organization. And we think that we will move forward with our greater goals and have a greater impact in the lives in deltas.
Okay, and how does the ES Delta project promote collaboration between public, private, and civil effort for the protection of the deltas?
Well, ES Delta initiative, it's been 1 year since we launched. So within a year, we have made a very significant progress, and one of the very significant milestone is our participation at UN Water Conference. So in 2023, we had the opportunity to present our work to a global audience, and also we hosted our own conference, that is Delta on the Move. And this initiative allowed us to engage with policymakers, different level of stakeholders working within the UN frameworks, and also raise our voice and to urge them to come together, as this is a very very beginning stage. I think what we need is more network of people coming together, collaborating with different organizations. And I think through that engagement during UN Water Conference in it really helped us to gain more visibility and also connect with different like-minded organizations, peoples. And one of the other thing that I think that comes also from the UN Water Conference is the collaboration with International Panel for Deltas, Coastal Areas and Islands. It's called IPTC. So this also, this panel, it also brings together experienced professionals and with them the wealth of knowledge about delta management. So I think working alongside with them also can bring fresh perspective and innovative ideas to youth-led projects of like us. And very recently, another collaboration, collaborative approach that I can say is about EU Agri-Research Conference. One of our delegates was participated in the conference, and by that conference, we also advocated different approaches to promote resilience, prosperity, and sustainability in European deltas. our voice definitely resonates with the audience, offering a fresh perspective on the challenges and opportunities those community faces. And we were also able to highlight the importance of Delta region, not just for agriculture, but also for rural development and biodiversity as a whole. I believe that public engagement is really crucial for the work that we are doing. And I think by various channels, for example, social medias, and with our engagement with different universities, different partners, we are moving forward to gain connection, build connection with different communities, different level of people, starting from the very local communities to policymakers, to UN agencies. And yeah, we are moving forward as for example, the groups of our work is there.
And could you share some example of successful international cooperation facilitated by ES Delta project or the positive impact on the Delta region?
Yeah, of course. Very recently, we had a successful projects from our end that was that I am proud of is Deltas on the Move. It was an educational campaign. So the aim of the project was to build awareness, but it also was about sparking conversation and inspire people to take actions. We developed educational material, hosted webinars, and also created we also shared the scenario from different deltas. We had speakers from different deltas presenting what is the current state in the deltas that people are facing, what are the challenges, and also we also added a little bit of perspective about the nature-based solutions, which is another important topic that I think in terms of managing deltas, in terms of water management. And that campaign was really a very success for us. I would say, based on also feedbacks that we received from people, and it impacted in various way. One is building awareness, to providing knowledge about different parts of the world, different deltas, and sharing the best practices. Also, it also allowed people to connect with different people working in different deltas, and at the end, the call to action to start working, start changing different things in deltas, different challenges from our own way that we can do. And I think this event was really a good engagement with policymakers, stakeholders, and other youths that are working in the same field. And I think this project had the potential to improve water security for thousands of people.
Okay, so congratulations for the successful project. And looking ahead, what are the key challenges and opportunities that the ES Delta project envision for the future? And how can individuals or organizations get involved in supporting this effort?
I think there are many, many ways, as very recently we had a strategic meeting in Belgium where our members, we joined there in person and discussed what we are planning to do in future and how we tackle different challenges that our different deltas are facing. So various things came up and there was many amazing ideas. We had a plan to move forward. So we will also focus on advocacy and building awareness through our social media platforms, so that we can make people aware about the challenges and what we can do in the deltas. And another thing that is, we are planning to also launch a podcast, so that we can talk about different topics and different, we can invite different peoples to share their fresh perspective from the deltas, different local actions And I think the idea, share the stories that are from people, because during our internship, me and David, we have seen people, really small changes made, rejuvenating a canal or micro watershed management, having a larger impact in the whole value chain for a complete village. So there are many stories of success, managing micro watershed, managing canals, managing rivers, and which was little steps, but it has a larger impact in the greater food system. So I think these stories needs to be heard so that people know how communities are moving forward, how they are managing waters. And so that's the idea behind our podcast. And I think looking ahead, we are also excited about a number of summer projects, summer courses. So it can be a program that brings together students and professionals around the world to explore complexity of the Delta management. The event, the course will be a series of lectures, field trips, hands-on projects. Participants will gain valuable insights in the different management practices, different sustainable practices in deltas. And we also have on our pipeline a series of conference talks and workshops throughout the year. So this event will provide a platform to share different research findings, engage with policymakers, stakeholders, and connect with communities on the ground. But I think working with those will take definitely a lot of courage, a lot of efforts, and I believe that our diverse team is ready to move forward.
Okay, Abdullah, because it's in the end of the podcast, maybe could you give us the closing statement for this podcast?
Yes, of course. So I think many people think that the future of Delta region is uncertain because of climate change, sea level rising, but it is not hopeless. By working together, we can definitely build a future where those communities living in deltas can be resilient and sustainable. And yes, Delta Projects definitely is committed to playing a leading role in this effort. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Abdullah. I'm sorry if I disturb your time and for your valuable contribution and insight into the discussion on the ES Delta projects. It's an honor for me, and we hope this conversation has provided our listener with deep insight into the importance of water management in deltas worldwide. We look forward to seeing initiatives like ES Delta project continue to grow and have an even more significant positive impact in the future. Stay connected with us for more information on the initiative we are developing. Until next time, thank you for tuning in the IAAS podcast.
Thank you for having
thank
me.
Thank you and see you.
Let's bring one and one together. I watch the world from your point of view.